Okay, we're gonna start where we left off with the other video where I showed you how to do the wheel. And now I'm going to show you guys how to proceed with more of this canon. Remember how I ended the last video where I said that I see this as like a 4x4, something bolted onto or bolted into the frame of the canon. So what I'm going to do, remember our page in our text, our note in our textbook that talked about drawing it as it's built. We want to think about how it's constructed, not just outline it with lines. So I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to make that block of wood that I think is connected there. And then I will just go in and I will add these parts that are connected to it. For instance, this looks to me very similar to the bolt over here. It's just that we have more of it. It's the full bolt. So it looks to me like these are two bolts bolting in these hooks. Like if you went down to Canons R Us, you could pick up these two hooks, even though these probably were hand forged, if it was a Civil War cannon, or it could be manufactured. That's right. They had even started having steamship, metal boats in those times. So it would be this hook over here and this hook over here. How do we draw those? Well, if you look at the pages in the textbook and you look at those step-by-step instructions, that can help you with this too. Because what we're going to do is we are going to come over here and we're going to grab the ellipse tool, or I could have gone up there, and I'm going to make a circle about the size of that hook. And I'm gonna kind of guesstimate it and note that that hook lines right up because it's sitting right against, oh my gosh, I think we nailed it. It's sitting right against that line. Now, forgive me guys, it's a little easier for me because I've done this a long time, even though I'm really out of practice compared to what I used to be able to do. Because something like this, you're only good at if you practice it. And if you don't nail that circle the first time, don't be discouraged. I just got lucky there. So now what I want to do is I'm actually going to take my black arrow and I'm going to select the whole thing and do a copy paste. And then I'm going to take my shift key and grab that double headed straight arrow, make it smaller, and I'm going to put it in here and I'm going to make it a little smaller until I get about the white area I think it should have. Now, it's gonna be kind of hard to line up, but we got a great tool for lining that up. So see how it's kind of wonky? So I'm gonna take my black arrow, drag across both, hold my shift key, and then what do you think I'm gonna use? I'm going to use the align tool. So I'm gonna go up here, gotta move. You guys can't see all the windows that Zoom puts on, but I got all these windows I have to deal with. And then I'm going to go up here to align, or I can go to window, align, and get this menu. And I'm going to, with both those selected, center them this way and center them that way. And now I have them beautiful, that white space beautifully done. The only thing I might have to do is select both of them and just move them over a bit. My keyboard arrow isn't going to work there because when I centered them, it kind of took this off that line. So I'll just gently, it's a little hard when you got smart guides on, it wants to snap a little bit. When I think I have them lined up pretty good though, I'm going to let them go. And then I'm going to come back with my white arrow and that hook kind of cut off about here. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select it. I'm going to look for the anchor points. And notice I have anchor points up here on the four squares, right? So I actually need an anchor point like here and here so I can cut that off. So that's pretty easy. I'm just going to go in, add an anchor point, and add an anchor point. But notice this is conveniently just where it needs to be. And so is that. So if I put my white arrow in the middle of those two and hit delete, I get that space. If I put the white arrow, see how there's that anchor point in this one, the two I added and the ones that were already there. So if I put my white arrow in the middle of those and hit delete, I'm almost done. So now all I have to do is join them up. So as long as there isn't like junk underneath there, if I can just drag across two anchor points and only two anchor points, I can use Command J. If you have trouble, because sometimes when you delete things, we leave stuff underneath there we can't see, and it has a hard time because it's getting more than two anchor points, I can always do this. I can always go and connect that with a pen tool. So you can do both. This down here is already against there. I don't have to worry about it. But I can connect here. This looks like it comes up at a little bit of an angle. Click and let go. Hold my shift key, come over here, click and let go. And now I have the hook all done and it looks pretty cool. Guess what we're gonna do? Because this is the same hook, just cut off more. Gonna take my black arrow, click on that hook I just made, copy and paste it. Yep, you're right, reflect tool. But it's going to be a vertical flip, not a horizontal. Click OK. That's why that preview tool is so cool. Bring it over here and line it up. Now look, I'm not quite on this drawing. That's okay. We're using it as a template. We can make adjustments. And now I'm going to try to line it up. There we go. Lined it up really nice. Looking good. And now look, it stops here. I don't even have to make any anchor points because look, they're already there for me. Whoops. They're already there for me. So all I have to do is watch this. Click, click with my shift key down. So I selected those four anchor points with my shift key down. Hit delete and I'm done. Let me show you guys that again. Click that anchor point and select it. Hold my shift key, shift key, shift key, shift key, delete. Let me show you another way to do it. I could just drag across those four and hit delete. Now, select those two anchor points, Command J, and I'm done. That thing that looks so hard is already done. And it was just using all the techniques we've already practiced many, many times in class. So there are the hooks. I'm going to end this video here. What you need to do is finish all these other little parts. Okay? All these little parts. Remember, don't draw anything that crosses the lines. I'm going to end it here because you guys got to be able to do parts of these on your own. And we'll come back and I'll show you about copy and pasting and flipping the Canon. Okay? All right.